Monarch, Legacy of Monsters, an Apple original series.
The world is on fire. I decided to do something about it.
On November 17th.
This place, it's not ours. Believe me.
The most massive event of the year arrives.
If you come with me, you'll know everything, I promise.
Oh my God, go, go, go!
Monarch, Legacy of Monsters. Streaming November 17th, only on Apple TV+.
This episode is brought to you by Michigan Economic Development Corporation. In Michigan, you can have both a rewarding career and a quality lifestyle with plentiful career opportunities in world-changing, innovating industries, from electric vehicles to clean energy to biotech, with room for advancement no matter where you are in your career. Plus, Michigan offers a welcoming, beautiful, affordable, and inclusive community for all. Live your best life. You can in Michigan. Visit themichiganlife.org.
This is the Rise of the Young podcast, bringing you insights from the most innovative entrepreneurs and influencers of this era. Hosted by 17-year-old entrepreneur, author, public speaker, and branding expert, Casey Adams. Now, let's get right into the show.
What's going on, everyone? Casey Adams here. Welcome to the Rise of the Young podcast. Today, I've been getting a lot of questions about actionable steps to building a personal brand on social media. So, that being said, this podcast is going to be 5 actionable steps for you to take today that will help you start building your personal brand. This isn't going to be a super long episode. I'm really going to make sure that this is really clear, very concise, and gives you actionable steps that you can literally take from this podcast and start executing today. So, that being said, let's go ahead and get right into it. So when it comes to personal branding, I know I've already created a podcast about personal branding, but I just want this one to be boom, 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 5 steps to really get your gears turned in to actually execute today. So number 1, discover your 3 pillars. So what that means when it comes to personal branding is figure out 3 distinctive ways that you're able to brand yourself around when it comes to the niche that you're surrounding yourselves in. So when it comes to an example for this, for me, I'm a young entrepreneur, so I brand myself around the 3 pillars that are young entrepreneur, that's one thing that I recognize myself as, traveling and networking. So those are my 3 pillars that I consistently create content around and post them on my social media page, to therefore people can see the brand and see how I want to represent myself. So that's an example of mine. Focus on creating your 3 pillars. Create a little step list after you hear this podcast about, number 1, what are your 3 pillars? Really think deeply about them. Hit me up on Instagram if you have any questions at CaseyAdams1 regarding your 3 pillars, if you have any questions about your 3 pillars that you chose. But that's the first step, is being crystal clear on which direction you want to take your personal brand. What niche are you in? Are you a fashion designer? Are you an artist? Are you a musician? What are you? What niche are you in? So then you can really be crystal clear and focus on the content you want to put out. So still a part of number 1 is creating content around the 3 pillars. This helps you stay focused on your brand. You don't want to post a picture of you eating pizza one day and then the next day post a picture of you in the studio. Yes, that can add some personal flavor, but you want to keep the personal stuff on the story, all right? So when it comes to the 3 pillars, be very clear and concise about it. Create content around that. And number 2, moving on from the first point, is consistency of content. See, I see a lot of people, they have the pillars, they know what they want to post about, but they won't post often. And that will literally be very detrimental to what you're doing, to what your brand wants to be, to whatever it is you're focusing on when it comes to building a personal brand. If you are not consistent with it, you are never going to get the results you want, period. So that being said, make sure that you're consistently focusing on putting out content, really meaning what you put out, and really have an impact on your brand. Because long term, once you start creating a consistent amount of content on a regular basis, that's how you're going to build a brand. Boom. Number 3, this is something where I see a lot of people necessarily don't do, or if they do it, they do not do it correctly. This is very important, so listen up. Engage with the community/your community. And what that means is whenever you get a picture on Instagram or a video on Instagram, you're going to have people either liking it or commenting on it. It could be 5 people, could be 500, could be 5,000, right? But it all comes down to what kind of audience are you building, and the fact that you're actually putting work into it means that you care. For example, when I post on Instagram, I try to respond to every single comment on that picture or video or post or whatever it is, due to the fact that that helps build my audience. And I'm sure if you're listening right now, if you've DM'd me or if you've commented on one of my pictures, you can see that I like getting back to people. And this is just something that I've learned over time from people like Gary Vee and all these amazing entrepreneurs that are crushing it. They respond back to their audience with purpose. So that being said, number 3, engage with the community, build your audience and engage with them, because you can want the likes, you can want the followers, whatever it may be. But if you're not engaging with them back, how do you expect to build a relationship with your audience? So that's super important, is really being genuine and caring about your audience by direct messaging them back, by commenting back on the picture that they comment on yours, and just overall interact with them. Really build a relationship with your audience. So just to kind of regroup, number 1, discover your 3 pillars, create content around your 3 pillars. Number 2, be consistent on your content. That's super, super powerful. And then number 3 so far is engage with the community / your audience. And if you start implementing those things, guys, you will start to see results. But we got 2 more points to touch on. Super, super beneficial. And this is something that I've talked a lot about in separate podcasts. I will continue to talk about it because I want you guys to really understand the power of it. And that is number 4, send meaningful DMs to people with a purpose. Let me say that again for you, because this is literally, if I had to give you one piece of advice from this podcast or from anything I say, this is it. Send meaningful DMs to people with a purpose. Meaning, you want to pick somebody who you want to connect with, send them a message on Instagram with what they've done to help you, whether that be a course, a book, a video, whatever it is. Let them know the content that you consumed from them was very impactful for you in your life, and it has helped you in a certain way. And if you're able to construct a brand and build from that and actually let the people know that they have impacted you, if you message them and they see it, they will get back to you with a positive note, and it will be super, super beneficial to the both of you. And this just comes from experience for me. Literally, on the point of recording of this, I'm heading up to New York City next week to have a meeting with Gary Vaynerchuk from a simple, direct message letting him know how much his content has affected me and impacted my life. Same thing with Ty Lopez. I let him know how he changed my life by getting into his 67-step course. He ended up flying me out to LA. And I'm not just saying this to say it. I'm saying this because it literally came from a direct message on Instagram. And if you can master this craft and actually focus on the process of DMing people consistently with a purpose, not just copy and pasting BS like, hey, I like your content, hit me back. Do it with a purpose. Have the right context. Actually craft a message for someone personally. Don't copy and paste a message that will never get you anywhere. But that's number 4. Like I said, super, super important. Listening to this is not going to do anything for you. It's if you actually apply it. So I really hope you do, because it's super, super beneficial. And then number 5, something that really goes hand in hand with anything you're doing, but especially for building a personal brand, and that is the follow-up. And what I mean by the follow-up is when you send someone a direct message on Instagram, if you comment on someone's picture, if you call a client, whatever it may be, you're always going to win in the follow-up. If you follow up the most times, you will get the results you want. So, that being said, I've had to DM literally the same person 10, 15 times before they saw my message, but once they did see it, it changed my life. Whether that be Ty Lopez, Gary Vaynerchuk, all these other guys that I've been able to connect with, it wasn't just one DM, apart from a few lucky times that I've been able to just get a response instantly from someone, but it has come from the consistency and the follow-up of these DMs. So, if you're listening right now and you want to get in touch with someone on Instagram, DM them with a passion. Do it once. Yes, a lot of people will not get back to you, but the people that do will be the people that impact you the most. So be consistent, follow up with the people, follow up with them through the DM, follow up for that call, follow up for an email, whatever it may be. A lot of people have the email button in their Instagram like I do, and that's even a better way to connect with someone because it's more personal when it comes to emailing. So, and this doesn't go with just social media, guys or girls, whoever's listening. The follow-up is where you win. Like I said, whether it be with a client, a text message, a call, a DM, a follow, a comment, a like. If you're following up with people consistently and you want them to notice you, keep doing it until they do. End of story. A lot of people just, they'll DM someone 2-3 times and be like, oh, they're never going to see it, so I stop. And that's the thing. If you're really trying to connect with people, really trying to build genuine relationships and develop the communication skills on social media, you will do this with consistency. And I'm telling you this from experience. I didn't just send 30 DMs one day and all of them got back to me and built a relationship with me. Hell no. It was from the consistency of content. It was from the sending them meaningful DMs. It came from engaging with my community and engaging with my audience. The consistency of the content. And then a lot of people underestimate the power of having a personal brand overall, because if you're reaching out to people, they will, if they see the DM, they're most likely to go check out your page and just see what it looks like. So for me, I've been able to create great content from traveling and meeting people and craft my personal brand over time. But once you're able to do that for yourself, that's how you're going to win, because the people that want to get in contact with you will feel a good connection from the content that you put out on social media, because that is the first impression that they have aside from your DM. So like I said, super important. I'm just going to run through the five things very, very briefly once again so that we can end on a very sharp note. So if you had 1 minute, I'm going to give you guys the 1 minute recap right here. Stay tuned. Number one, discover your three pillars and create content around your three pillars. This helps you stay focused on your brand and the direction you're going. Number two, consistency of content. Nothing will work if you do not post, if you do not really put in the effort to build a personal brand when it comes to posting. So that's number two. Number three, engage with the community and your audience. You can put out content, people will see it and comment on it, but you're really gonna win if you comment back. You DM people back, because the same way that you wanna DM someone and them get back to you, same vice versa. Do the same thing with the people that are messaging you. Take the time to DM people back. Number four, send meaningful DMs to people with a purpose. I know I said this before, pick someone you want to connect with, send them a message with passion, and do it consistently. Do not do the copy-paste BS. Send them meaningful DMs, letting them know the content that they have put out has impacted you in a certain way. And number five, the most important, the follow-up. If you really want to win, don't just do this once, don't just do it twice, don't just do it five times. If you really want to connect with someone, do it consistently until they see it, and do it with a passion and a purpose. And that's pretty much it. Those are the five things that I want you guys and girls listening to execute on and to not just listen to on this podcast. I know this was a very straightforward podcast. I gave you a lot of executable steps, but it's not going to do it itself. If you really want to win, you really want to build your brand, connect with people, build relationships on social media, do it. Do not wait until tomorrow. Literally, take out 30 minutes a day from your time and invest that into DMing people and building your brand. Go out the next day, gather content, start posting it, figure out your three pillars, and overall just have a passion for building a brand, because this is the thing that will be with you until the day you die. That is your personal brand. That is your character, especially on social media when it comes to the amount of networking opportunities that are available. But that being said, everyone, this was something, this podcast, this episode, episode 40, I want you guys to very, very, very stay clear on the way you want to build your personal brand, because it's not going to happen overnight. I've literally been building my brand for the past year and a half, almost 2 years now. But at first, I didn't have a mentor. I didn't have people creating podcasts like this that I listened to. So the people that are listening, if you're just getting started and you're building your brand, or you're even more experienced, let me know on Instagram what your biggest problem is and your biggest struggle with building your personal brand. Hit me up on Instagram at CaseyAdams1. Let me know that you've came from the Rise of the Young podcast, and overall, I will be getting back to you Just give it time. I know I'm a busy person as well, always trying to stay as productive as possible, but I will get back to you, so make sure you shoot me a DM letting me know that you came from the podcast. And that being said, I want to thank you guys and girls for coming onto the Rise of the Young podcast. I really appreciate each and every single one of you listening right now. Stay tuned, because I am coming out with my own Alexa briefing. So if you have an Alexa at your house or a Google Home, you'll be able to download my flash briefing and hear 1 minute clips of me talking once a day. So stay tuned for that. I will be updating you guys. But that being said, make sure you subscribe, make sure you drop a review, share this with a friend. I'd really appreciate it if each and every single one of you listening could drop a review or give it a rating, and overall just take action on the stuff I talked about today. That being said, I hope everyone has a great day, and I will see you on the next episode. Peace.
Legacy of Monsters, an Apple original series.
The world is on fire. I decided to do something about it.
On November 17th.
This place, it's not ours. Believe me.
The most massive event of the year arrives.
If you come with me, you'll know everything, I promise.
Oh my God, go, go, go!
Monarch, Legacy of Monsters. Streaming November 17th, only on Apple TV+.